From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Terror Strike, Book 7 in the Blade series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with the prologue.
Where the hell are we?
Beats me.
You're a lot of help.
Hey, you're the jerk who lost the map. The two grungy men halted and glared at each other. Both stood about 6 feet in height, and both were lean and sinewy. One had blonde hair, the other black, and both had brown eyes. The blonde wore a ragged green shirt and faded, torn jeans, while his companion was attired in a dirty brown, short-sleeved shirt and patched blue corduroy pants that had seen their prime a century earlier. The men's footwear consisted of crudely made deerskin shoes.
"Who are you calling a jerk?"
the blonde demanded angrily, his hands tightening on the Remington Model 7 rifle he held.
"There's no one else within miles of here, Merrill," the man in the corduroy pants said.
Cradled in his arms was a Beeman Creco Model 600, and strapped to his left hip a Caspian Arms 45 caliber pistol.
"Wasn't my fault the damn map slipped out of my back pocket,"
Merrill said, and frowned.
"You were carrying it."
"Get off my case, Emerson," Merrill snapped.
He turned and headed due south, moving down the slope of the low hill they were on.
"Boy, are you in a lousy mood," Emerson said, following.
"No thanks to you, Turkey," Merrill shot back over his left shoulder.
"I didn't lose the map."
"No, but this stupid plan was your idea, not mine."
"My plan was sound."
Merrill snorted derisively, his eyes scanning the waist-high vegetation in front of him and the forest less than 50 yards distant.
"Sure it was."
"So my information was unreliable. Shoot me."
"Don't tempt me," Merrill replied.
"I believe the gambler in Shantytown when he told us about Canada."
"You believed his story about Canada being unaffected by World War III? About Canada hardly being touched by the radiation, the chemicals, and all that other crap?"
"Well,
Emerson began.
"You actually believed his tale about cities teeming with people?
About cities where they still have cars that run, and food that can be bought at stores, and there's electricity and running water, and everyone has a roof over their heads?"
Emerson sighed.
"It could have been true."
"Yeah, right. Just like the stories we've heard about California, the civilized zone, and Miami could also be true," Merrill said sarcastically, and snapped. He faced Emerson.
"When will you learn? You know as well as I do that those stories are all a load of bull. There's no truth to any of them. People wish it was true because everyone yearns for the good old days when living was easy, when all a person had to do to get a light was flick a switch, or if they were hungry, they went to a store and bought all the food they needed. Things aren't that way anymore. The war threw everything out of whack. We want to eat, we have to kill game or trade for provisions at Shantytown or one of the other rat-infested towns. If we want a light, we have to build a fire or use a lantern."
"There are generators in use," Emerson said lamely.
"Yeah, a few here and there, so what? A few generators don't change the fact you're always chasing pipe dreams. You think we're going to find paradise, a city exactly like those in existence before the war? It won't happen."
"You never know."
"I know you're crazy. I know I'm tired of going with you on these wild goose chases."
"Answer me this, then, Mr. Know-It-All. If you're so smart, if you're positive that cities like those before the war don't exist, how come you go with me all the time? How come you offered to go with me to Miami, even though we changed our minds when we found out we'd have to go through the Russian sector? And how come you came with me on this trip to Canada?"
Merrill shook his head and resumed his trek.
"'Cause I'm your friend, dipstick."
He hiked in silence for several moments.
"Sorry I got on you about the map," Emerson said.
"You should be.
Look, I'm trying to apologize. You're treating me like dirt."
"No, I'm treating you like a chump. There's a difference."
"I'm a chump."
"We both are," Merrill stated bitterly. "We've always been chumps. From the day we were born in run-down shacks near what's left of Duluth, we've been busting our butts to get ahead. And what's all our efforts gotten us? Nothing. Zip. Clothes on our backs and our guns. That's it."
"We're still friends after all these years."
"Yeah. When we were kids, living within a half mile of one another, I never figured I'd be seeing your ugly mug every day 20 years later.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?